Overproduction water heating for PV users under new billing rules. I would like to present a low-cost project that can be done by anyone who likes electronics and happens to hold a soldering iron in their hand. The project is designed to switch on the heater when our photovoltaic installation generates a certain power. A control problem often encountered by users of photovoltaic installations, i.e., how to heat water when it is lit. The system I have presented is very simple to build and cheap. It does not have advanced functions like the systems you can buy for over 1,000 zlotys, but I think it will certainly help. Everything is based on a circuit. 1. ESP8266 PZEM004T module, which sees the flow of power with current regardless of the direction. So the final assembly is important to be on a direct wire from the inverter. 3. 3 software Tasmota, which we win to the ESP8266 using EG Node MCU flasher. The elements I used in the project are 1. PZEM004 measuring module. 2. ESP8266 plus board with 5-volt stabilizer, because I just had it. But we can use Wemos D1 Mini or Node MCU, then we won't need USB TTL programmer, but just USB cable from phone to program Wemos. For those new to the subject, I would recommend buying a Wemos D1 Mini. It has everything you need on board for programming and operation once the task mode is loaded. 3. A button, which will be used to put the ESP into a configuration state. 4. Wires to connect the ESP8266 to the input of the PZEM004T module. You can also buy the original cable with plug that fits the PZEM004T. 5. The female-to-female wires will also be useful if you purchase the Wemos D1 Mini. 6. 5-volt relay module. 7. 5-volt power supply. A phone charger can be used. 8. Tasmota software and Node MCU flasher, links above. How to connect the module PZEM to ESP, there is a lot of this on the internet, as well as how to upload the Tasmota and its first startup. I do not want to duplicate these instructions here. They can be found on Google. Borrowed diagram from Google. We connect the PZEM module to GPIO4 and GPIO5, GPIO4 TXPZM to GPIO5, RXPZM. We connect the relay module to the free GPIO, to GPIO0 and to ground. We connect the button, giving ground to GPIO0 6 times, puts the module into hotspot mode, while giving ground to GPIO while turning on ESP, puts it into flash mode. After loading the Tasmota and the first startup, having the ESP with the Tasmota already in our local network, we move on to the module settings. Such settings we save, the module restarts, and we have the screen. We can check if our relay is working and if we have voltage on the PZEM. Of course, we connect 230 volts to the PEM according to the diagram above. I, for testing, did it like this. The picture shows a 4-channel relay module connected under 2 GPIOs because I was testing 2 rules which are designed to switch on individual relays at different powers. That is, for example, the power going through the PZEM, e.g., above 2000 watts, turns on relay 1. The power going above 3000 watts turns on relay 2. How much power we set is an individual matter. Another key setting is the rule by which the whole system works. A rule borrowed from another forum from my colleague, Isom, to whom I thank for his kindness. Go to the console tab, we specify the key rule to run, and enabling the rule to make it work. In the first part of the rule, energy hash power, bigger, 2000, we specify from above what power the relay should turn on. In the second part of the rule, energy hash power, less than 2000, we specify from below what power the transmitter should switch off. Now checking that everything is working is enough to mount it in the switchgear. We mount the measuring clamp on the phase conductor going directly from the inverter and take 230 volts from the same phase to the PZEM. The PZEM module sees the power and current flow no matter which way it flows, so we have to mount it directly on the wire from the inverter. The cost of the whole project should not exceed 100 zlotys, even if you buy the components on Allegro. I encourage colleagues to discuss and comment on my idea, maybe thanks to.